This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Whatever you want to discuss, you can take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the Pope apparently has come out and said there's no hell. But now the Vatican is trying to backtrack on that, according to news reports. We can tell you more about that. Also on the way here tonight, David Hogg is once again in the news. This time, a talk show host made fun of him and is now losing advertisers over it.
It wasn't us.
And, well, I mean, we've probably made fun of him, but we haven't lost any advertisers over it. But anyway, we can get into all of that stuff. You can, of course, bring up whatever's on your mind. And, Daryl, there's this story about a guy who was shot brutally to death, more so than normal,
right?
By the police, that you wanted to tell us about an update, because I don't know a whole lot about the story.
Well, we teased the story last night, and we never really got into it because we wound up just getting a bunch of phone calls in the final hour.
And by the way, it's Ian, Chris, and Daryl in the studio here tonight. So what happened? Where was it? What do we need to know about this?
Sacramento, California. Dude was shot 20 times by police. 15 of those shots happened before the police ever identified themselves as police.
Oh, my God.
Article here.
Wow. What did this guy do? Did he just finish a long string of convenience store robberies, rapes, and murders?
No. Headline from TheRoot.com. Why he should have just complied does not apply to Stephen Clark.
Because that's what they always say. You know,
they always say that.
Hey, just, you know, even if you believe the people who defend the people who defend the police always say this. Even if you believe the police are wrong, even if you know the police are wrong, that what they're asking you to do or what they're demanding that you do is illegal, you should go ahead and do it anyway because you need to challenge it in court. You don't want to challenge it in front of the police.
What happens when they give you two different orders that conflict with each other?
Good question, because they've done that before.
They constantly are doing
it. Freeze, put your hands in the air, get on the ground.
Yeah, which
you can't do all three of those things.
Not at
you
once.
Can either freeze, you can put your hands where they can see them, you can get on the ground, and put your hands where you can be seen, but you can't simultaneously freeze while moving.
Yeah.
So let's jump into the article here. The author, Monique Judge, says since reporting Tuesday night of the shooting death of Stephen Clark at the hands of the Sacramento Police Department, I've gotten many of the same responses from people both on Twitter and in the comments of this website. Why didn't he just comply? Why was he running from the police? Why was he holding his phone like a gun?
Oh, geez.
Even after videos, videos were posted Wednesday night, and she gets into answering some of these questions.
All right.
Even after videos were posted Wednesday night, people still seem confused about the events that occurred Sunday, March 18th. So I thought I thought it would be a good idea to clear up at least some of the misconceptions that are floating around out there. Why was he running from the police? Clark was never running from the police. He was already running through backyards and hopping fences in his neighborhood, heading home. The police were not chasing him. Even as the helicopter guides the police officers towards his location, he's still at his own home, standing on the side of it, and has no way of knowing the police are after him. So let me explain why there was a helicopter flying around. There were reports that someone was smashing windows.
Okay.
And helicopters flying around looking for anybody that's doing anything suspicious, and they happen to just wind up seeing somebody running through backyards.
Okay. If you're running, you must be guilty.
That must be the guy.
Wow.
So he wasn't running from police. Yeah. He just happened to be running through backyards in his neighborhood.
I wanted to just have a nice run home.
Happens all the time. I can't tell you how many kids have run through my backyard over the years.
Now, when you say kids, how old was this
22. Family?
22. Okay.
Still. Father of two.
Gotcha. Wow. Okay.
When the police begin rushing towards him, he moves. At no point did the police identify themselves as police. They yell, "Show your hands!"
Mm.
They then say he had a gun and begin shooting. They fire 20 times. The police did not identify themselves as police until after he was already dead and a second unit arrived on the scene.
Now, were these undercover officers?
Doesn't say that they were.
Okay.
But it was at night.
Yeah, nighttime, okay.
And you just hear somebody yelling and screaming at you.
Right.
Show your hands! You can't really, because they're around the corner of the house. He can't see them.
I see.
They can see him.
Okay. Now, was he just at some random house? Was he still
his grandmother's
running through the
house.
Neighborhood? Okay, so he got
he had gotten to his grandmother's house.
So the helicopter tracked him to his destination.
Yes.
Police showed up.
Correct, because
him.
And there's video, and I watched the video where the helicopter is talking over the radio, or the pilot or whoever in the helicopter talking over the radio to the police on the ground. He's at the corner of this street and this intersection, so the cops are driving towards his general vicinity, and then he stopped in this yard, and so then the cops get out and basically bum rush into the yard, start yelling, fire their weapons, and then they identify themselves as police
after
shooting 15 times.
Then they decided to fire five more times into his body.
His lifeless body.
Yeah.
The police claim they saw him with a gun, and the excuse everyone is making is, well, it was dark. Guess what? Stephen Clark was in the same darkness and had no way of knowing who was yelling and running towards him in his own backyard.
Sure.
Have you ever been on the other side of a bright flashlight? Those things are blinding and make it impossible for you to see anything. If the police did not identify themselves as police, how was he supposed to know who they were?
Well, there was just a story in the news, and I don't have it in front of me tonight, about a guy who was convicted for impersonating a police officer.
Right.
Oh, it happens all the time.
So, I mean, even if somebody is shining a flashlight at you, blinding you, making it so you can't even see them, and yelling at you about how they're the police, you still don't really know.
Right, and Mark even said last night when we just barely touched on this, he was saying that one thing that burglars do is if they're going into a house that they know somebody might be in, they will yell police to startle the person into just, you know, like
compliance,
surrendering or complying.
Right.
Yeah.
So why didn't he just comply? As the video shows, only did the police not identify themselves, but as soon as they yelled their commands, they immediately began operating under the assumption that he had a gun. They began firing within 3 seconds of yelling, "Show your hands."
What I want to know is why having
he never had a chance to comply.
Why is it having a gun automatically gives the police the right to shoot you? It just seems absurd.
Well, they fear for their
they'll
lives.
Say that they're... They'll say he was going for
but
a gun or pointing a
gun is not the same thing as pulling the gun out and starting to shoot somebody.
Well, we don't. What this lady's responding to are responses by readers, the person who's writing
the
story.
The people that are making excuses for why it's okay for cops to shoot a black guy.
I guarantee you that the police will say in their police report, he was pulling a gun, or we thought he was pulling a gun, or it looked like he was pulling a gun. They won't just say he was holding something. They'll say that he was aiming something at them, or that he pulled out a what appeared to be a gun. They will make it sound as though they were threatened. And that will be their excuse for shooting someone to death. It's the same thing every time.
Disgusting.
Yeah. And the claim
is... In the case of the Mesa, Arizona one, which was one of the more recent ones where they were giving a guy multiple commands at the same time.
Oh, the guy that was laying on the floor in the hallway of the hotel?
Right.
Huddled in a ball?
He wasn't in a ball, but...
he was basically spread eagle.
Okay.
Yeah. Arms and legs out.
I was reading another story like today, a couple hours ago, about somebody who was literally in a ball and they were being given multiple orders just like that.
Yeah. And in his case, they shot him to death because he was trying to pull his pants up as he was crawling along the floor, as he was ordered right. to do by the police. He kind of made a move, and I could understand it sort of looked like he might have been going for something, but he wasn't. He was just, his pants were falling down, so he tried to pull his pants up as he was crawling, and they blasted him to death.
You crawl bare ass!
The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE like freedom. You've got more from this story.
Oh, there is more, yes.
What was the source on this, by the way, Sam?
TheRoot.com.
The Root. All right, there's more on the way. You can share your thoughts. It's police brutality on Free Talk Live.
Get ready for Easter right now at Kohl's and take an extra 20% off with promo code Easter. With an extra 20% off, Girls Carter's dresses are just $17.60. Van Heusen dress shirts are $27.99. Elsie Lauren Conrad dresses are also just $27.99. And Samsonite carry-on luggage is $103.99. Plus, you'll get Kohl's cash right now at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers valid March 29th through 31st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red flesh apples. These are really rare fruit. The apple brings a right, refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, welcome to the
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day, so you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You're out on the open road. The hum of your motorcycle's exhaust pipe and the money you saved with Progressive bring you peace. At the end of the road is a dream catcher, which you take because you're having a lot of nightmares about unfinished puzzles.
Discover serenity. Protect your bike with Progressive. Annual policies starting at $75. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. $75 per year premium. Excludes state fees and taxes and is not available in all states.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Libertarians have been asking for a long time for somebody to create what is finally now in existence, liberty.menu. It is a way to connect with business owners, people who agree with you, people who are, you know, exclusive, like you, individuals who reject the initiation of force, and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. You want to find out who those business owners are. They are identifying themselves over liberty.menu, so you can give them your business for whatever it is that you're looking to buy or purchase. You can do that over at liberty.menu. If you're a business owner, you can list your businesses, however many of them that you want. And there's also events listings. There's digital content listings. So all kinds of different listings are available over at liberty.menu to promote your thing to other libertarians. And so if you are a liberty-minded person looking to do some shopping with other libertarians, you really ought to check out liberty.menu. It will show you who's nearby. It's a map-based system, so you can easily look at a glance and see how many liberty-friendly businesses there are in your area. But keep in mind, it's new, so it needs entries. It needs more participation, more people to get over there and add their stuff, add your stuff to the map over at liberty.menu. It's free to use, so really there's no reason not to do it. Do you want your business exposed to other libertarians? Well, then get on over to liberty.menu and put it up there. That's liberty.menu. As we continue coming up, we'll talk about the Pope ostensibly claiming that hell doesn't exist, which is a huge change for the Catholic Church, and indeed the Vatican is actually denying that he said that. So we'll tell you more about
that. Well, we did hear something about this on the radio this morning, where the host said it was a mistranslation.
We'll get into it. But in the, for now, we're on this story out of, was it Sacramento?
Sacramento, California.
TheRoot.com?
Yes.
And they are saying that this situation with this young man, 22 years old, father of two, who was running home from wherever it was.
Doesn't really matter where it was.
Yep. And there was somebody who was wanted for some sort of alleged crime. They
Correct.
Found him via helicopter running, and they figured, well, here's the one person in this area who's running, therefore that must be our culprit. They then sent officers to his grandmother's house, where he ended up stopping running.
Correct.
And there was a confrontation in which the officers who were hiding themselves around a corner of a house yelled at the man. 3 seconds later, began firing at him.
Yes.
And ultimately ended up claiming that he was threatening them with a cell phone, which they thought was a gun or something.
Yeah. And there's a claim that he was holding his phone like a gun.
Which, as you said, Chris,
a white cell phone.
How do you do that?
How do you hold? I mean, I'm assuming it's a modern, like, smartphone of some kind.
It's going to fall out of your hand. You can't hold
it. And also, it was a white cell phone. I don't know many people that have guns. But something that's white is going to wind up being more visible than
something. And they did have flashlights on him, didn't they? Didn't they allegedly shine flashlights?
How are they going to?
Yes.
I mean, I guess they could have been shooting randomly, but I don't know. It just seems hard to me to believe so that they could not tell that he was not. I don't know.
The author here even says, I'm still trying to figure out how you hold a phone like a gun. Or what that even looks like. From what I can see on the helicopter video, it doesn't look as if he pointed anything at them. Mm. His iPhone was white and in his hand at the time he was shot. Not sure how something big and square got mistaken for a pointy thing like a gun.
And
final point, evading arrest, if that's even what he did, is a misdemeanor in California. Even if Clark was running from the police, evading arrest is only a misdemeanor in the state of California and is not punishable by the death penalty.
Wow.
No one deserves to die just because they allegedly ran from the police. Someone running from the police is not posing a threat to them. And again, it should be pointed out that Stephen Clark was not running from the police. He just happened to be running, and the police went to him.
Right.
She says, if you're still confused after reading this, please watch this Washington Post video in which they combined the audio from the helicopter and the various videos provided by the police to show exactly what happened. And like I said, I watched the video last night, and it's just absolutely heartbreaking.
I believe it, man. I absolutely believe it. I have not yet seen this video. I've pulled one of them up, but I don't know what it is at the moment. I don't know if I want to. It's so hard to watch these things.
Yeah. And the reason I had watched it last night is I was wondering if it might be suitable for air. But the audio, because it's coming over radio, it's not the best audio quality, so it would not be good to try playing over the air. But I will link the video specifically. I've already posted the article here on the Facebook and the Twitter, but I will post this video specifically on the Facebook and the Twitter.
The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So I did just watch the helicopter footage here, and yeah, I mean, these cops, they take him down real fast. And there appears to be, is this body cam footage from the police? It looks like it.
It appears to be.
Yeah. Wow. So, nothing too surprising here. It's not like this behavior from the police is unusual. They, you know, get away with murder on a relatively regular basis because they've got badges.
Yep.
And
immunity.
And basically they have immunity from their actions. All they have to do is claim that they were scared for their life.
Yep.
And it doesn't matter if the reasons they were scared for their life are completely false.
Right. Your little chihuahua barked at me.
This just doesn't even make any sense to me. How can you be scared? If you're running to them, if you're going to them, how can you be scared? If you're scared, you shouldn't be going to them. They should be coming at you in some way. If they're not...
But if we don't go after the bad guys, Chris...
Well, you're still... to go. Oh, man.
Yeah. I didn't say it made any sense. But there are people that will come up with all kinds of excuses for why it's okay for cops to kill black
people. If you're scared, you should not be a cop.
Well, that's a nice thing to say. I agree with where you're coming from on that, but unfortunately that's not the world we live in, where basically we have a bunch of scaredy cops. You've got that cop that kind of hid out and hung out and during the school shooting down in Florida.
Yep.
Just basically doing nothing while waiting to, you know, for the shooting to end, I guess.
And then the people from the SWAT team from a neighboring town that happened to have, like, been on some training and heard it over the radio, maybe we can help. And they drive over to the next town. They wound up getting suspended for trying to help.
Really?
Wow.
Or were they out of there just because they were out of jurisdiction or something?
No, because they didn't get permission to drive over. To the next town. We can't just have every cop in the United States go to where something's happening. That would be chaos.
Jeez.
But they got there, and they weren't told to do anything, so they didn't do anything. So it's not like they rushed in without anybody's permission. They just showed up and said, how can we help?
So again, you know, I can understand in a situation where it appears as though you're having a gun drawn on you, why you would want to go ahead and preemptively make take a shot. I can understand that argument in certain circumstances. But there's just so many cases like this where it's pretty clear that, you know, there was no...
That's not what happened.
There was no threat to the officers.
And again, the crime that he supposedly committed is not punishable by death.
The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can join us on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Just dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Or call us through the Discord on-air call-in line room. You just jump into discord.lrn.fm and hop on in that room. We will get you on the air, and you can talk about whatever you want. It doesn't have to be an outrageous police shooting or the latest outrageous police shooting. Today's or this week's, because there's so many of them, it's hard to keep track. And
there was multiple ones just today.
With you here, by the way, tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
And since we're talking about shootings, David Hogg is back in the news. This is the young man who has been kind of the media darling, or one of the media darlings surrounding this Parkland school shooting down in Florida that happened, a month ago now or something like that?
A month and a half. Yeah. I believe it was Valentine's Day.
He is back in the news because a talk show host has...
Was he ever really out of the news?
Good point. Yeah, it seems like he's in the news every day. But talk show host Laura Ingraham apparently made fun of him, and now he's upset and is calling for a boycott of her advertisers, which apparently is working. A number of advertisers have pulled off of her show as a result of that. So we can talk about that. Of course, your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. I do want to invite you over to Bitcoin.com. If you are new to cryptocurrency, you really ought to take some time out and learn about Bitcoin. By the way, the price is down significantly in just the last 24 hours or so. It went down like $2,000 or so yesterday. It's in the $6,000, $7,000 range. So it's getting, I think it was above 7,000 earlier today, but I think it's below it right now. So very, very low price.
Trying to pull up the price right now.
Yeah, very, very low price for crypto, for Bitcoin. If you want to learn more about it, just go to Bitcoin.com. Great place to get the basics. Also, the news site over at news.bitcoin.com always has the latest headlines from the world across about Bitcoin.
6830.
Yeah, it's cheap. Again, the Bitcoin price in late December had peaked up at around $19,000. So you're talking about a third, basically, roughly, of what that price was. So maybe a good time
to
buy.
The price is where it was roughly the end of October, early mid-November.
Back when it was running up towards 10, 12, 15. So who knows where it's going to end up going, but over time, the price of Bitcoin has done very, very well. So go and see it for yourself over at Bitcoin.com. According to a story over at Huffington Post, HuffPost.com's Haley Miller reporting, at least 10 companies have announced as of Thursday that they are pulling the plug on advertising during Laura Ingraham's show after the Fox News host supposedly bashed one of the teen survivors of the Parkland school shooting. Nutrish, the pet food line owned by celebrity chef Rachel Ray, was the first to tweet that it would no longer advertise during Ingraham's show. Quote, "We are in the process of removing our ads from Laura Ingraham's program, as the comments she has made are not consistent with how we feel people should be treated," spokesperson for Nutrish told Huffington Post in a statement. Hours later, travel site TripAdvisor and home goods retailer Wayfair also followed suit. In a statement to the Huffington Post, TripAdvisor said Ingraham's comments crossed the, quote, "line of decency," unquote. So what was it that she said that was so spiteful, so angry, so indecent, that would cause advertisers to boycott? Apparently, it was a Twitter post that she made, so I don't even know if this was on the air on her program, but it was her Twitter post that said, quote, "David Hogg rejected by four colleges to which he had applied and whines about it, dinged by UCLA with a 4.1 GPA, totally predictable given acceptance rates." And then she links over to a story from the Daily Wire where they're talking about how he was rejected by colleges. I don't know why that's even news, that, you know, this guy was rejected by some colleges. So why anybody would care? I mean, I don't agree with Laura Ingraham on almost anything. I mean, I don't listen to her very much, but every now and then I'll hear her on the local talk radio station because she's a talk show host.
Right.
For those that don't know, some might know her because she has a television show on Fox News. But she, before she had that TV show, she was a weekday sort of midday talk show host, syndicated talk radio. And so, I mean, I don't follow what David Hogg does. I don't care what David Hogg does. But I also don't care if Laura Ingraham's mocking David Hogg. I mean, do these people who are advertising on Laura Ingraham's show, did they know who they were advertising on? I mean, this woman is not exactly known for being a nice lady, right?
She's my guess is
a shrill, conservative harpy.
Right, but my guess is, and I don't work in sales, but from what I've heard, the way a lot of big companies will do, I want the top 10 rated thing.
Oh, they don't even know what
they're
buying. They
don't care. Just, I want to be on the most popular things. Here's money. Get it on the thing.
Right.
Oh, here's one of the popular things.
And then they find out.
I was advertising on that?
Right.
That's popular? Get me off of that!
Right. Yeah, so what you're referring to is like media buyers where,
right,
you know, they have the companies hire somebody, some kid in a boiler room who runs numbers and pulls up data,
right,
on different shows, and they don't even know what shows they're looking at. They've never listened to a moment. It's not like Free Talk Live generally, I mean, where a lot of our advertisers know the show,
right,
and they, you know, like libertarianism, and so that's why they want to support what we're doing, because we're getting out the ideas of freedom. A lot of these big corporate advertisers, like you're saying, they're just looking at numbers.
Right. And a little inside baseball here. I've been reading Talkers recently.
It's the industry publication for Talkers.
Yeah, and there's a news-ish, comedy-ish talk station in San Diego. I don't want to give out the call letters, but somebody that was supposed to have been their morning show host posted something rather offensive on Twitter, apparently, and the San Diego Padres baseball team has said, yeah, we want to rethink having you broadcast our baseball games.
Wow.
The guy was supposed to have started his morning show this morning and wound up not doing that. There's not really any info on whether he's suspended, whether he's fired, whether he's just going to do something. But it's just one of those things of nobody is really happy with the way the station is going other than possibly the program director.
You know, back in the day, talk shows used to be about saying offensive things, right? It used to be about saying things that are going to stir up controversy, that are going to get people talking.
Right.
Get them talking on the air and off the air about, my God, did you hear what so-and-so talk show host said on WXYZ this morning? You know, that's what hosts want to happen.
Do you remember the old saying about Howard Stern to where... Howard Stern fans, people that liked him, would listen for a certain amount of time, like half an hour.
Yeah.
The people that hated him would listen for about an hour.
Yeah.
And the reason for both was, I want to know what he's going to say next.
That's right. And by the way, this news coming out basically around the same time where Don Imus is retiring. So longtime, you know, talk radio listeners will know the name Don Imus.
Retiring. He was offered an early buyout of his contract because the company he works for is going through Chapter 11.
That's correct. That's Cumulus. That's the, I think, second largest or largest radio corporation in the United States. But he's pretty old, so
he is.
I don't know if he's going to pop up again at this point.
Oh, he probably won't. Yeah. But you know, it wasn't just a thing of, oh, my contract's up, I'm done. Hey, Don, we're having some money troubles. Here's a bunch of money. Just go ahead and go back to your farm.
They're breaking the contract early. Basically.
Yeah, okay. And didn't he wind up leaving early on his show?
He walked out. Yeah, according to
where he was
industry.
Just like, oh, yeah, I've got the money. Bye.
Yeah.
The check cleared. I'm gone.
Wow. Right.
Yeah, he walked out after the first hour, apparently. But here's the rest of the quote from TripAdvisor. They say that, quote, we believe strongly in the values of our company, especially the one that says we're better together. We also believe Americans can disagree while still being agreeable, and that the free exchange of ideas within a community in a peaceful manner is the cornerstone of our democracy. We do not, however, condone the inappropriate comments made by this broadcaster. In our view, these statements focused on a high school student crossed the line of decency. As such, we have made a decision to stop advertising on that program. The toll-free number here is 855-450, free like freedom. Now, this is the market responding here, so is it a bad thing that this is happening?
Get ready for Easter right now at Kohl's and take an extra 20% off with promo code Easter. With an extra 20% off, girls' Carter's dresses are just $17.60. Van Heusen dress shirts are $27.99. Elsie Lauren Conrad dresses are also just $27.99. And Samsonite carry-on luggage is $103.99. Plus, you'll get Kohl's cash right now at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers valid March 29th through 31st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
And we're talking about freedom of speech and how some of the marketplace is responding to that freedom of speech here in the United States. With the Laura Ingraham show, which I'm not a fan of, just to be clear, but I'm also not a fan of David Hogg either, who is the individual in question here. He's the young 17-year-old guy from Parkland High School who's been paraded about on various different television shows and in news articles as, you know, somebody who has been speaking out in regards to the gun violence. He, of course, wants to see guns banned, I presume. I don't know his exact opinions, but he's sort of trotted out as one of these gun grabber types.
Right. And did you hear the thing where apparently the, I don't know if it was the principal or superintendent, wanted to wind up having the students have clear backpacks?
Yes.
And David Hogg said, wait, you can't force me. I didn't do anything wrong. Why do I have to have a clear backpack?
Yeah. And we talked about that here on Free Talk Live, that he wants to take away rights but also wants to retain the rights that he likes, and of course,
right,
you know,
and he doesn't see the similarities of, well, Ian didn't do anything wrong, but we're going to take away Ian's rights. Well, David, you didn't do anything wrong, but we're going to take away yours.
Well, right, and also they're taking away his right to privacy, and he correctly identified that when he was talking about it. He also claimed it was a First Amendment violation.
He claimed freedom of speech, but
I'm not sure how that's a freedom of speech violation, but it's definitely a right to privacy violation.
Right.
So he's right about that, but you know the contradiction here is, hey, look, buddy, this is the government. They're going to do what they want. They're going to take away all your rights, and you get to be a completely owned serf. They will tell you what to do, how to live, what sort of things that you can own and have. And as soon as you give them permission to take away one of those things, you've given them permission to take away all of them. So stop complaining.
It's so interesting. So coming up, we're going to do another story, but it's so interesting to compare what's going on in Europe with what's going on in the United States as far as this story is concerned. there's some similarities, and you can kind of see them.
Are you teasing a story? Which story are you teasing?
I am the vegan story.
Vegans, all right.
Yeah,
so there's a vegan who's been convicted of something over in the UK. Just give us the headline, and we'll get into it later.
The vegan is found guilty of condoning terrorism for saying she has no sympathy for butcher murdered by ISIS fanatic in French supermarket.
We'll talk about it on the way here tonight. Again, that's a free speech issue, but they don't have that in the UK. They've already gotten rid of free speech.
Well, this, I think, was actually in France.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I had put a note down here saying it was the UK. But either way, let's continue here. We actually have Zach on the line in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Zach.
Good evening. I saw that you tweeted the shooting video. What was that guy's name? He was jumping.
Stephen Clark.
Stephen Clark. And watching the video, what was apparent to me is that the cops had no idea that that was his grandmother's house. Mm-hmm. And the cops had been called because he was trying to break into cars. Like, people had called the cops on him because he was acting erratically. And it wasn't like,
The cops were called that someone apparently was breaking into cars, not that Stephen Clark was breaking into cars. The helicopter just saw somebody running through a neighborhood and decided that the person running through a neighborhood must have been the criminal.
Now, to be clear, he was running through backyards and jumping fences, which is a little different than running down the street, but still, you know, there was no evidence that he was the perpetrator.
Correct. And even if he was, whatever alleged crime he committed, the punishment in California is not the death penalty.
Right.
So, for whatever reason, he's in his grandmother's yard. The cops catch up with him, and they don't immediately shoot him, as far as I understand. They yell, you know, get down to the ground. They yell something to him, and you can see them in the video. They're hiding behind the edge of the house around the corner from him because they're operating under the assumption that he could be armed. They have no idea who this guy is. The cops, that is their training, to assume the other person might have a gun. Right,
and then they blasted him within 3 seconds. It's pretty
without
much
identifying themselves as police until after he was already dead.
Right, that's pretty much
first,
immediate.
Identify later.
And that's not even the rules of engagement for the military in Syria and Iraq.
Okay. So I am under the assumption that he was clear. You can't talk to the guy. That he knew they were cops and they were after him. Nobody was yelling.
I don't think he knew that they were cops. There's no evidence that he did know they were cops because they did not identify themselves as cops.
Just people
until
shouting.
After he was dead.
Just thugs shouting at you from around the corner of your house. I mean, you have no idea.
So he does not comply with the get down on the ground. He does not listen. They assume.
So if I just run into your backyard and yell for you to get on the ground, you'll do it? Assuming that I'm a cop?
The guy was obviously being pursued by law enforcement. It's pretty
he didn't
apparent.
Know that. He did not know that.
He had
that.
No way of knowing that.
You know that because
no
you saw the video.
The
he didn't know that.
How would he know that there's a helicopter circling around?
The helicopter's
well,
not
you would
right
hear
over
a
him.
Helicopter, but
it doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't
it's L.A.
Necessarily,
or whatever it was.
Right, it doesn't mean that the helicopter's after you. It could just be a helicopter flying overhead.
This was a city. When I was out in California, in L.A., there were helicopters flying around.
You didn't think it was for you.
I didn't assume they were coming after me.
I mean, some of our listeners are pretty paranoid, and they always believe the helicopters are after them, but there's no reason to believe that this person thinks that way.
If you wear enough tinfoil on your head, the radar and the helicopters can't read your thoughts. That's an important pro tip for everyone out there. I'm on the cops. I can't believe that I've become the kind of person that defends the police. But this guy does not get any sympathy for me whatsoever.
There's what's to defend with the police here? They didn't identify themselves at all until after they'd fired 15
times.
They
shot him first before identifying themselves.
Come on, man.
I
what's
believe
to defend
that he
there?
Was attempting to break into houses.
You have no evidence for that.
This is
you can believe whatever you want to believe, and you can make excuses for the cops killing people, where even if he would have been arrested and gone to court, the punishment never would have been the death penalty. And I contend that that makes you a horrible person.
Yeah, what's the evidence for that he was breaking into houses?
The reason the cops were tailing him, they were even looking for someone in that area, is that someone was attempting to break into cars, so on and so forth.
Right. So just kill the first black guy that's running down the street.
That's what he's saying.
I believe that. Hello?
We're right here.
Okay. What is telling to me is that routinely with the martyrs that are chosen by Black Lives Matter and this anti-cop, anti-gun movement, There's a reason these people often found themselves in a situation they're getting shot. Yet there are other people. There was a gentleman by the name of Randy Wiggins. He was booked under Randy Williams' name into the Fulton County Jail in Atlanta. Did you hear about this story?
No, I don't think so.
He was booked under a sex offender's name. He had mental health problems and wasn't able to represent himself. He was in the jail for 525 days under the sex offender's name. And then he was beaten and raped and had a very tough time. Eventually, he went in for a mental health eval. They realized they had the wrong guy. And then they had to drop the charges against Randy Williams in order to even let this guy out. So this guy is a real victim, and it would draw a lot of attention to, like, actual injustice that goes on in jails, so on and so forth. Yet this guy did not get a march. He did not get a protest. He was a really, truly innocent person.
So what you're saying is the people who, have marched in certain circumstances didn't march for this guy. Well, why didn't you go and march for him then?
I mean, actually, I contacted, what is his name? I got a podcaster to cover the story.
It sounds to me like what you're saying here is that there's a certain community of people who are willing to march and protest, in favor of certain people who've been shot to death, but others who supposedly support this guy that you're talking about, Randy, who didn't do anything to show their support. That's a problem with the supporters. That's a problem with this guy didn't have a network of people who cared enough about
him.
There's
so many people who are victimized by police that are genuinely victimized by police. I'm not even sure how you can. There's more people than we can possibly protest over.
Yeah, it's hard to.
You have to pick people out, even if and maybe you're picking out the wrong cases to protest over, but nonetheless, it's.
Right. I mean, I'm not saying what happened to this dude was good. I'm just saying that if you want to blame somebody, blame the fact that people didn't protest. You shouldn't blame the fact on. Like, some people choose to protest about a certain thing because it upsets them. And so, obviously, there is a certain group of people who are willing to go out there and do those protests. I saw some video from, San Diego? Where was the shooting?
Sacramento.
Sacramento. I saw a city council meeting was actually interrupted by some of the protesters who got up and made a big big noise. And I thought that was great. Good for them.
And I want to plug a podcast real quick. Wrongful Conviction, hosted by Jason Flom. It's about a lot of people that have been wrongly convicted.
Yeah.
People that the Innocence Project have helped wind up get their freedom because of bad prosecution.
We've done protests here in Keene, New Hampshire over people who've been wrongfully arrested, and we're not Black Lives Matter, so blame the people down there in Georgia or wherever that was. We're coming up here. Thanks, Zach.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.